Okay, today's daf is Erevin daf Ayin Gimel. We are holding on daf Ayin Beis and Beis right after the Mishnah. Today's daf is going to discuss how we determine where a person's primary residence is. We're going to pick up that discussion from yesterday about whether makom lina, whether the place where a person sleeps or the place where a person eats, is considered their primary residence in terms of determining how many different residents there are in a chatzer that each need to join individually in the Erev Chatzeros, and when we just consider people part of the same group, part of the same family or the same group that join in the Erev Chatzeros together. And then we're going to get into various connections, other types of connections that different people may have, which may make it that unnecessary for them to each individually join in the Erev. Wives of the same husband, servants of the same master, students of the same Rebbe, do they each need to participate in the Erev separately, or are they all joined together as a single unit? And then we're going to go through other issues relating to the connections of different people. The Gemara is going to have people who are joined in a smaller Erev already, yeshiva students, whether their primary residence, where they sleep, where they eat, whether a father and a son, a Rebbe and a Talmud are considered separate individuals, or are they considered one unit in regards to Erev Chatzeros. And then the Mishnah on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to discuss whether both a Shituv and Erev are necessary, and what the halacha is when somebody failed to join in one or the other, in either the Erev or the Shituv. And we're going to spend a lot of time trying to identify whether the author of the Mishnah is Rabbi Meir or the Chachamim, who argue about whether you need both an Erev and a Shituv, or one or the other is enough. And then at the end of the daf, we're going to have a different version of the Mishnah where the Chatzeros do not open into each other, and the Gemara is going to give two explanations of that version of the Mishnah. But let's pick up again on Ayin Beis and Beis, two lines after the Mishnah. So the Mishnah had said that if you have several brothers that all eat by their father's house, but they sleep in their own individual homes, they need to join the Erev independently, separate from each other. So if one of them did not join the Erev independently, he has to be mevatel his reshus, because we need his participation in order to be able to carry in the chatzer, even though they all eat in the same house. So the Gemara wanted to suggest, oh, you see from there that makom lina, that we're most interested in where they sleep and not in where they eat. So the Gemara said, no, we're talking about where they get food from their father's house, but they eat individually in their own separate houses anyway. So that's why we haven't yet proven anything about whether makom achila or makom lina's gorim. We're going to have to come back to that discussion. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Mishi shel beis harach sadru marpesas b'chatzar chavero, harei ze ein osar lav. If a person has a beis shar and harach sadru marpesas in his friend's chatzar, he has a gatehouse, a patio, something like that, a gazebo in his friend's chatzar, so that is not called a residence. He's not considered a resident of that chatzar. His failure to join in the Erev of that chatzar doesn't mean anything. It doesn't cause any sort of problems because he's not a resident of that chatzar. But Beis HaTeven, Beis HaBakar, Beis HaEitzim, Beis HaOtzros, if he has various forms of storage facilities in that chatzar, Hareza Osar Lov, then he does Aser on the other Bnei HaChatzar. He needs to join in that Erev Chatzeros in order for anybody to be allowed to carry in that chatzer. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Eino Osra L'makom Dira Bilvad. Rabbi Yehuda says, now storage facilities won't do it. It has to be a makom dira. It has to be a place where the person actually lives. Amr Rabbi Yehuda, Maisa b'ben Nafcha, Shoyilu Chamesh Chatzeros b'Usha, the story of Ben Nafcha, who had five Chatzeros in Usha, Uba Maisa l'vnei Chachamim, and the story came to the Chamim, the Shaila came to the Chamim, v'amru, Eino Osra Ela Beis Dira Bilvad, that the only thing that Asus is a house, a base dira. If you have different storage facilities in different places, doesn't make a difference. So says more, wait a second, base dira salkadaitach, that's what it is. It has to be a base dira, the implication being that even if no one lives there, as long as it's a house, if you own a house, even if no one, that's enough to ask in the chatzar, eleima makom dira. No, it has nothing to do with the bias per se, it has to do with the function of it being functionally used as a place where people live. If it's a place where a guy lives, and not just a place where he keeps his eitzim or his bakar, but it's a place where a guy lives, so then he's going to ask on the other bnei chatzar. So good, my makom dira. Now we go back to the question that we started with. What defines dira? Is living the place where you sleep? Is living the place where you eat? How do we define dira? So machlokes, Rav amar makom pita, Ushmuel amar makom lina. Rav says it all depends on where you eat. Shmuel says it all depends on where you sleep. So that's the fundamental machlokes. Meis ve'aroma kaitzanim ba'burganin v'shomre peros. You have various people who guard different things out in the fields. Bizman shedarka kaitzanim, and Rashi says, are the Shomrei Te'enim Ashtuchim Besad L'Yavshon L'Ktzios, people who watch figs dry. That was apparently a profession, to watch figs dry. So in the fields. So Bizman Shedarkal Nolin Be'ir Harehin Ka'anshei Ha'ir, when they go back into the city to sleep, they don't sleep out there on the job. So then they have a din of the Anshei Ha'ir, because apparently we follow where they sleep. Bizman Shedarkal Nolin Besada Yeshlem Alpayim L'Kol Ruach, but when they, meaning this is talking about a Ruvei Tchumen, in terms of their Tchum Shabbos, so if they sleep back in the city, so their Tchum Shabbos is whatever the Tchum of the city is. But if they sleep out in the fields, their Tchum Shabbos is from the fields, 2,000 Amos, from the place where they sleep. But don't you see that the Iker is where they sleep? So this is a Kasha on Rav, a Raya to Shmuel. Says, no, Hasam and Ansadi, the Imam to Lurif to Hasam, Tvei Nichaluhu. No, if they were to sleep in the fields, where it's an Anan Sa'adi, we could make the assumption that if food were available to them there, they would prefer that much more. They want the food available wherever they are, and therefore it is their Makom Pita as well. It's not only their Makom Lina. So this is the fundamental Machlokas Rav and Shmuel. Is it based on where you eat? Is it based on where you sleep? Tos Rabbeinu Peretz writes within Rav's sheet, the Makom Pita, and the Meiri also writes that the Ikar Achila that's Koveya in terms of what's called Makom Achila is where you eat on Shabbos. So if you have various Talmidim that live in the Rebbe's house and they eat on weekdays in various different homes, but on Shabbos they all come together to eat by the Rebbe's house, so they don't answer the Chatzar because they're all considered to be part of the Rebbe's household since they eat together with the Rebbe. The Makom Dira is defined by where they eat, but not just where they eat on Shabbos. That's how the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, first Lubavitch Rabbi, Paskin, Sim Shinai, and Sivav, that B'nai Chatzah, they eat on Shabbos in one house, do not need to make an Erev with each other, even though they each eat separately during the week. They're considered Anshe Bayis Echad. Similarly, someone who has two houses in two different Chatzeros, one of those houses he eats, and the other house he lives, he asks the Chatzah that he eats in on Shabbos, not the second chatzer, where he's just considered like an oreach. It has to be the chatzer that he eats in on Shabbos. So the Meiri just adds an important point. He says, what about on Sukkos? A lot of times you have various people live in different apartments or in different homes within a chatzer. Let's say an apartment building counts as different homes within a chatzer, but they all share a sukkah. They all go up to the sukkah on the roof. So would you say that that's called that they share a makom achila? Would you say that that's not called sharing a makom achila? So the Meiri writes that even though in Maseches Yuma we say that sukkah is a diras arai, and therefore someone who only has a sukkah in a chatzah, let's say someone doesn't have an apartment in that building, he only uses the sukkah that they all share. His house is somewhere else. He does not need to participate in their Eruv because he doesn't live in that chatzer, but nevertheless, those who do live in that chatzer, since they all eat in that sukkah, they don't need to make an Erev with each other because that's their makom achila for that Shabbos. So it goes on, it goes by, we don't say, well, most of the Shabbosos of the year, they don't eat together, they eat separately in their apartments. No, for this Shabbos, they all eat together, they all eat in one sukkah, so that's enough to make them, to consider them all as people who live in the same place, and therefore, they don't ask for tilt on each other. That's how the Meiri writes. In the Tshuvas Evan Yukara, he didn't have a Meiri, and he was mechavin to the same idea. The Shaila that they had was someone forgot to join in the Erev Chatzeros on Erev Shabbos Cholamoid Sukkos, and on Friday night he realized, and they were worried that all the people of the Chatzar, what are they? Normally you forget to make an Erev Chatzeros or someone forgets to join. Okay, so one Shabbos a year you could do without carrying, you'll figure it out. But this was Sukkot. They needed to bring their food to the Sukkah. What are they going to do? How are they going to eat anything? They were going to have to bring their food to the Sukkah. So he said, Pashtus says, you don't need an Eruv because everyone shares the same Sukkah. If everyone shares the same Sukkah, so it's all, you all have the same Makam Achila, you don't need an Eruv. This Psak was challenged in two different ways. First of all, in the Tshuva 7 Yikara, the Shoel says that he doesn't understand why this should be okay, because after all, who eats in the sukkah? Males over bar mitzvah are chayev to eat in the sukkah. Noshim ketanim are potter from eating in the sukkah. But their dira should also aser each other in terms of the eruv, right? They should create a problem that they don't share the same makom achila as everybody else. So he says, no, noshim and ketanim don't aser. They don't need an eruv on their own. They're considered to be part of the household of the balabayis. And if the balabayis does not require an eruv, so that's fine. The shaila may have been, the concern may be a real concern if you have nashim uketanim that don't have a father, a husband slash father, meaning if there is no father figure in the home, so then they would aser on the other bnei chatzer. They're certainly considered, their family is also considered residents of the chatzer, and if they don't have a chelik in the sukkah, they don't eat in the sukkah, so then it's a problem. But let's say they do eat in the sukkah, even though they're not chayiv. A lot of times women like to volunteer the mitzvah, even though it's mitzvah shazman grama. It's one of the handful of mitzvah shazman grama that women are actually pituras from, where we don't have some sort of explanation of why they're chayiv anyway. Like kol sheyeshnu bebal tochel chametz yeshnu bekumechol matzah, kol sheyeshnu beshamer yeshnu bezachar afin hoibos anes. We always have excuses to include women in mitzvah shazman grama. So, but a lot of times, even the ones that women are pater from, the few that they are actually pater from, they like to volunteer. So if that's their ikur makom achila, even though they're not chayiv, that would still be called their makom achila, and they would not need to join in the eruv. But that was one challenge. What about the women and the children? The second challenge, the marsham in a tshuva in Cheliches, Simon Samach says that the din of eruv is that they're not makbar on each other if they eat each other's foods. Over here, all the bnei chatzar are makbar not to eat each other's food. They bring their own food into the sukkah, and they each eat their own food in the sukkah. So this would not be this would not help in terms of an eruv. However, the Evan Yekara says that din of not being makbar, meaning the din by eruv is that we learned this halacha. The Gemara said that you can't be makbar if someone were to come, right? That's why the Amora that was poor couldn't just donate his food for the Erev, because if someone were to come and ask for his portion, he said, I wouldn't be able to give it up because I can't afford to give it up, and then the whole Erev is possible. The Erev needs to be where if someone knocks on the door and says, I want my matzah, you have to give it to him. So over here, the people would never share, they need their food. They said they put aside their own food for Shabbos. Everyone brings their own food into the sukkah. So the Evan Yekara points out that no, that din of hakpada is only a din when you make an eruv. When you make an eruv, and that's what joins you. Over here, they're not making an eruv. They share the same dira. They have the same makom achila. That means they have the same dira, so they don't even need to join an eruv. They don't need to actually share food because they share the same dira. The whole din of hakpada is only when they're sharing food, because they don't share the same dira. It's when they're making an eruv. So that's one issue. The Ksos HaShulchan has the following suffix. If you assume, like Rav, makom pita. So let's say a person has a makom kavua to sleep in, but he doesn't have a makom kavua to eat in. Or he normally eats in a house that's not his. Would Rav be moda that when there is no clear makom achila, that we would then by default say makom lina's garim? Or does Rav assume the makom lina's a zero, that makom lina doesn't do anything? So in the Tshuvas B'tzal HaChachmar, B'tzal Stern, Chelekesim Kofid Beis, he says B'pshitos, that of course Rav would say that if you don't have a makom achila, the ikr is your makom lina, that he doesn't deny the concept of makom lina entirely, he just thinks achila is more primary. This comes up a lot of times in Hilchas Chanukah. Where do you light Ner Chanukah? So the Ramah paskins that you're supposed to light Ner Chanukah in the makom achila. Why? Because that's your ikr dira. But many, many poskim point out, Rav Shechter used to tell us that in yeshiva, where the cafeteria is a makom achila for everybody, and you don't really have a set spot there, and it's not as private, it's not as miyucha to you, but your dorm room, that's much more miyucha to you. So Pashto says the chiv of Ner Chanukah would be in the dorm room in that situation, the place where you sleep, as opposed to the place where you eat. But so that's what the post can point out. That the same over here, that makom achila, yeah, Rav holds makom achila is the ikur. If you don't have a makom achila, then the makom lina is going to be the determinant. And that's why, let's say someone doesn't eat on Shabbos, someone's fasting on Shabbos, so he asers on the B'nai Chatzar, even though he doesn't have a makom achila, we don't say, oh, so he doesn't have a place of residence because he's not eating. No, he's still called a resident if he has a makom lina. So then we would follow the makom lina. This comes up, obviously, all the time on Yom Kippur, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Yom Kippur that falls on Shabbos, or even not falls on Shabbos, in Sim Tafresh Tazayin, Shulchan Aruch Paskins, Yom Kippur has a din of Shabbos, Legabe Erev Chatzeros. So even though everyone's fasting, so no one has a Makom Achila, so what, you can say no one has a Dira, no one's living there because no one has a Makom Achila? No, of course not. Everyone has a place that they sleep, so there's a Makom Lina. So there's a place that that a person lives. And what if a person doesn't have a Makom Lina either? What if a person decides to stay up all night in Yom Kippur? So now he has no Makom Achila and no makom lina. No, pashtus is he still lives there. Meaning makom achil, makom lina are a simon; they're not a siba. It's not what determines whether a person lives there. If he lives there, so he's probably pashtus. He's still gonna aser. That's how to be miyashiv with the Shulchan Aruch Paskins in Siman Shinai and Aleph that a dira of a goses asers even though he's not going to be able to live through the day, or a diras katan asers even though he can't eat a kezayis. He's too young. So how could their dira aser? There's no makom achil. They don't eat. So again, there is no din that you need a makom achila. The din is you just have to live there. Makom achila is often a simon. Good. That was Rav Shita of makom achila. Shmuel holds makom lina is the goreim. So many Rishonim explain that Shmuel would be molded to Rav that makom achila is also goreim. It's just that he says you need makom lina also. That's how some of the Rishonim explain. But the Rashba, the Ritva, and others say that no, that just like according to Rav, it's dafka makom achila. It's only makom achila. So too, according to Shmuel, it's only makom lina. The Rashba just says, how could Erev Chatzeros work then? What do we do by Erev Chatzeros? We join in a box of matzos. But if you hold that makom lina is goreim, that it all depends on where you sleep, how does joining in a box of matzos and putting a box of matzos in one person's house join everybody in the Erev? That just makes it the same makom achila, that they all keep their food together. It doesn't help in terms of where they sleep. So there are several answers that the Rishonim give. The Rishonim suggest that we know that a person would rather live in a place where his food is, and if he would have had the opportunity to live in the place where his food is, he would prefer that over living anywhere else. So Shmuel is moda that the makom achila would be goreim in that case, since he would rather live there. Meaning, once we know that his preference would change, so that would make it that makom achila would be enough. But that's again very difficult. Is that true that every time you join an Erev, it means everyone would rather sleep in the shul because we have an Erev here? So it's a difficult akimta to make. So a lot of Achronim explain a little differently. They say that Rav and Shmuel only argue when everyone eats from their own bread. But when everyone is mishtatef together, so then you don't need to make everyone's joined together, even though they sleep separately, because they're all shutvim. They don't aser on each other to begin with. That's how Erev Chatzeros works, that they all share the same bread. When you eat from your own bread, that's where we have to discuss, okay, is it makom lina, is it makom achila? When we're all shutvim together, so then there's nothing to discuss. How do we paskal na halacha? So Rov Rishonim, Achlokas Rav and Shmuel, so you're going to say that Tilchsa Karav Bisure. So Rov Rishonim, paskal like Rav, as expected, the Rambam, the Rashba, the Ritva, the Meiri, Rov Rishonim, paskal like Rav. The Rokeach says that if there are a lot of people that live in the same bias, and each one has their own room, but they use the chatzar together. Each one separately needs to make an eruv. And the Atzei Almogim suggests that it sounds that he's passing like Shmuel, that it all depends on makom lina, that it depends on where you sleep, and therefore he's bothered. Why would the Rokeach say it's makom lina and go against Rav, who says makom achila? Okay, so it's a kasha whether the Rokeach really meant that, and if he did, how to justify, how to defend what the Rokeach says. Let's see Vaita in the Gemara. Amar Rav Yosef, lo shmieli hashmaitas. Rav Yosef says, you know, I never heard this idea that Rav says makom pita gorim, that you have to, it all depends on where you eat. Amle Abayis, Abayis says, what do you mean you never heard? At Amar Ne'alan, Vahar Ne'alan, you're the one that taught us this Chiddush. And again, Rashi points out, this was Rav Yosef, he went blind, he forgot a lot of his learning. Abayi always had to remind him of the things that he said. So he says, you're the one that told it to us, and in the following context, context you told it to us. If you have brothers that eat on their father's table, but they sleep in their own private houses, they need to join separately in the Erev. And we said to you, oh, we see from the Mishnah, Makom Lina Gorem. And you're the one that told us, that no, that's only if they bring the food back home and eat in their own homes, because Rav holds that it's Makom Pita Gorem. So you're the one that told us that Rav holds that it's Makom Pita Gorem. Tan Rabban, we have a brisa. Mishia shel chamish nashim makablus pras mi baleyan. Let's say you have five wives who are all supported from their husband. The chamisha avad makablus pras mi rabeyan. Or a different case, five servants all supported by the same master. Rabbi Yudva Mesera matir benashim va'osir ba'avadim. So Rabbi Yudva Mesera says that by the women it's mutter, by the avadim it's asir. The women do not need to join separately. But the avadim do have to join separately in the erev. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava matir ba'avadim v'asur benashim. Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava holds that the avadim do not have to join separately in the chatzar, but the women do. So Amar Rav, my time to Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava. Why does Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava think the avadim are more connected to the master than the women are connected to their husband? Dichsiv, because the pasuk says v'Daniel b'tram malcha, that Daniel was in the gate of the melech. So what? Daniel was always in the gate of the Melech. Daniel probably did a lot of things during his daily schedule. He wasn't always in the gate of the Melech, but that's an Eved's attitude, that an Eved is always by his master, that an Eved is always at the service of the master. So that's why the Eved is more connected to the master. If you have five different Avadim, they're all considered part of the master's house. That's the Svar of Rudu and Bava, as opposed to an Isha, she's much more independent than an Eved is. So Ben Eitzel Aviv Kida Amran. So clearly, when we have a son by a father's house, so that's we already discussed. That was our Mishnah that we discussed. Isha Eitzel Baila Ve'Eved Eitzel Rabo Plukta the Rabbi Ben Seder Rabbi Ben Bava. When you have a woman by her husband's house and Eved by the master's house, so that we already had the machlokas. Which one is more connected, the woman to the husband or the Eved to the master? But what about Talmud Eitzel Rabo Mai? What about Talmidim by a Rebbe? So Tashma, Derav Bei Rabbi Chia Amri Einonu Tzrichon La'arev Shareyonu Somchon Al Shulchanu Shal Rabbi Chia. The Talmidim by Rabbi Chia, Rav and the other Talmidim by Rabbi Chia used to say we don't need to make an Erev because we're all Samech on the Shulchan of Rabbi Chia. Rabbi Chia Bei Rabbi Amar Einonu Tzrichon La'arev Shareyonu Somchon Al Shulchanu Shal Rabbi. And when Rabbi Chia was a Talmud by Rabbi, so we don't need to make an Erev because we all join in the Erev of Rabbi. So now Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira held that by Nashim they're all joined together, but not by Avadim. What's the Svara? The Gemara explained the Svara by Avadim, that it was based on the Pasuk in Daniel. Never explained why Nashim should be more connected to the husband than the Eved to the master. So the Rashba says in the name of the Ravid that the chiluk between Nashim and Avadim is that they're all considered Guf Echad. That we just like we find that a Chalitza of one of them or a Yibum of one of them will pater all of the Tzaros. So in some way they're considered a single unit. Meaning if a husband dies and he has several wives, only one of them needs to have a chalitza or a yibum, and then the rest are mutaris l'shuk, the rest are allowed to go marry whoever they want. So that shows you some sort of halachic intrinsic connection between the various wives. The Ritva also explains women don't ask around each other because they're tafel to their husbands since they're supported by their husbands, and they are kamoso kivan she'ishto kigufo. An unusual application of the concept of ishto kigufo. Normally ishto kigufo is a din in hilchos eidos, hilchos kurva, but over here we're saying, yeah, this the ishto kigufo means that they're all literally like the husband. So they're all one unit, and therefore they don't ask around each other based on this concept of ishto kigufo. What's the svara to say that avadim are more connected? So the Gemara quoted a pasuk by Daniel. The Rosh just explains a little more that since an eved is meshubad to his master's avoda, he has to work for him. It's ki'ilu he's always in the house of his master, and that's what the pasuk from Daniel is trying to express. So how do we paskin? So the Rishonim are medayik from the fact that Rav explains the tam of Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, and he never explains the tam of Rabbi Yehuda ben Beseira. It must be that Rav holds like Rabbi Yehuda ben Bava, that avadim don't ask around each other, but women do Asr on each other. That's how many of the Rishonim are Medayik, the Baal Ma'or, the Rashba, the Ritva, they all make that Diuk. But the Rambam seems to say otherwise. The Rambam in the fourth parak of Hilchus Erevin paskins Lukula in both directions, both by women and by Avadim, that they don't Asr on each other, that they're all considered one unit. So the Rashba, the Ritva, they all ask, how could you paskin Lahakel in both directions? So the Rash explains that these, it's not Shtei Kulos Hasosos Azolzu, it's not a Stira in Kulos, because these are two separate machloks and they have nothing to do with each other. One is our various avadim considered to be a single unit, and the other is our various nashim considered to be a single unit. They don't have any, just because you hold one way, it happens to be that the amora that holds one way by avadim will hold the other way by nashim and vice versa. But there's nothing logically compelling you to say that they're opposites of each other. Logically, they could both be in the same boat. They could both be all one unit, or they could both be completely independent. So the Rambam is just going to go lekula in both machlokasim independently, since we're dealing in Hilchos Erevin and Halacha Kedivrei HaMekel BeEruv. Good. So now the Gemara from here till the Mishnah just goes through three different cases, three issues relating to different people in the Chatzar who are connected to each other in one way or another. So case number one: Bai Minei Abaye Merabba Chamisha Shegavu Aseruvan Kshamalichin Aseruvan LeMakom Acher Eruv Echad LeKulan Otzrichan Eruv LeKol Echad VeEchad. Let's say you have five people in a chatzer that all join in a single Erev Chatzeros, and then they want to join together with another chatzer. They want to make a larger Erev between two chatzeros. So do they each need to contribute to the new larger Erev, or can they just have one representative give and contribute to that larger Erev to now join together with another chatzer? So we've had this discussion earlier in the Masechta. Tulsa already points out that Abaye must have known this because he seemed to have known about this 24 blad ago. Okay, Armalei, Erev Echad L'Kulan. So Erev Echad L'Kulan, it's one Erev for everybody. But isn't the case of five brothers like a case where they've all already joined together, and still we say that they each need to independently join the Erev? That's when there are other people that live in their chater. That since there are other people that asr on them, so they asr on each other as well. And that if there's no one else that lives with them in the chatzer, so then they don't need to join in the Erev together. So Shema Mina, we see that clearly the default case is that there are other people that live together with them in the chatzer, and that's when they would have to each individually participate. But if no one else lives together with them in the chatzer, then they wouldn't each individually need to participate. They're all connected already in some way. That was issue number one. Issue number two. Baimine Reb Chiya Bar Avin Merav Sheshes. Reb Chiya Bar Avin asked the following shayla from Rav Sheshes. Bnei Bei Rav Da Achli Nahama Bibaga Vaasu Baisi Bibei Rav Ki Mashchina Luhu Tchuma Mi Bei Rav Mashchina Luhu O Mi Baga Mashchina Luhu. If yeshiva students eat at different places, but they all sleep in the yeshiva, so now when it comes to Erev Chatzeros, when it comes to Tchum Shabbos, from where do we measure the Tchum Shabbos? From the place where they sleep or from the place where they eat? Samar lehu mashchinin bei rav. We would measure it from the bei rav, meaning that's the place where they sleep, right? They eat their bread in the baga and they sleep in the bei rav. So we measure it from the place where they sleep. I've already noticed a seruva b'toch al paim mama v'asi ubayis bebeisei to mashchinin le'tchuma me'eruvei. But what about a case where a person puts his eruv within 2,000 amos? So we now measure his tchum from his eruv from his food and not from the place where he sleeps. So how can you tell me? Essentially what we're asking is, the entire concept of Erev Tchumen suggests that it all depends on the food, not on the place where you sleep. So how can you tell me we're going to measure a person's Tchum from the place where he sleeps if his food is somewhere else? The whole idea of Erev Tchumen is you put food out somewhere, and from where your food is, you measure the Erev Tchumen. Says Gemara, Bahu Anansadi, Bahada Anansadi. There's an Anansadi in each case. Bahu Anansadi, Di Mitar Lehasam Nichalei. That in the case where you put the Erev Tchumen out, so we assume that if you had a place to live there and to sleep there, you would prefer that. That if you had a house there, that would be even better for you. The only thing is, you don't have a house there. Adarabah, since you want to travel 2,000 amos from that spot, which is way more than 2,000, 2,000 amos from where you are now. You'd much prefer if you had a house out there, but you don't. Ubaadon ansadi the maisel rifta lebei rav nichalu tvei. And by yeshiva students, it's also an anansadi that we assume that if someone would give them the opportunity to have food at the Rebbe's house, adraba, they would think that's much better to have food in the yeshiva rather than to have to run around to go eat their meals in different places. So that's why that's the rikur dira. Third issue now before the Mishnah. Boy roim bar chum merav chista. Avu bno, haravu talmido, kirabim damu o kiyichidim damu. Do we consider a Rebbe and a Talmud, a father and a son, like multiple people or like a single unit? Lamai nafkamina, three nafkaminas. First of all, the one that doesn't get mentioned explicitly, but Rashi points out, a single person living in an inner chatzer does not aser the people in an outer chatzer without making an eruv, meaning the presence of a person in an inner chatzer is not going to cause a problem for people in the outer chatzer. But if you have two residents of an inner chatzer, then someone living in the outer chatzer is not allowed to carry in the outer chatzer. So let's say you have Avu Bno or Ravu Talmido in the inner chatzer, is it going to be aser for people in the outer chatzer to carry in the chatzer? That's one nafkamina. Another nafkamina, tzricha ne'eruv awein tzricha ne'eruv. When people are considered a single unit, they don't need to make an eruv with each other. If they're considered two separate units, they need to make an eruv with each other. And a third nafkamina, mavi shaleh nitar belechi v'kara, awein nitar belechi v'kara. We said the definition of a mavui is an alleyway that has batim v'chatzeros. It has multiple houses and multiple chatzeros. So what do we call multiple residents? Are they considered a single resident or are they considered multiple residents when you have Avu Bno, Ravu Talmido? Can you use a Lechi Okora to be matir such a mavui? So these are the three nafkaminas to this general shayla of how do we consider Avu Bno, Ravu Talmido. So Amalei Tanisua, he said the following, Avu Bno, Haravu Talmido, Bizman Shaini Man Diurin, if there's nobody else, it's just them, Harein Ki Yechidim, Ve'ein Shrich and the Arev, they have a din of a yachid if they live in the Chatzar HaPnimi, they're not going to ask on the Chatzar HaChitzon. They don't need to make an Erev with each other because they have a din of a yachid, but umavishal nitar belechi v'kara. Their mavoi is nitar belechi v'kara. You're allowed to use a lechi v'kara on their mavoi, meaning in that sense they have a din of a rabbim and not a din of yechidim. A lot of different explanations in the Rishonim why we split the psak. Why do we not just consider them like rabbim or consider them like yechidim through and through? So the Beis Yosef gives the what I thought was the most pashut answer. Beis Yosef in Simon Shin Samach Gimel just explains that it is erivin. So we always go lekula. So it happens to be the kula in the case of the mavui is to say that you could be matar belechi v'kara. So it's not about paskening one way or the other whether they are a rabbim or a yachid. We're just always going lekula when it comes to a mavui. The Rashba and the Ritva say a little differently. They say even though it's mutar l'taltel from one to the other without an eruv, it's their mavui is nitar belechi v'kara because their mavui has a chashivus and a shame mavui, since if they would have had other people living with them, they would require an eruv. Or if the father or the Talmud would not take food from each other, so they would need an eruv. So potentially, the potential to require an eruv is all you need in order to establish something b'shem mavui, to have a shem mavui that's nitar belechi v'kara. But again, I thought Pashas was like the Beis Yosef said that it's the eruv, and so we just go the kula in all directions. Okay, new Mishnah. Now we have to recall there was a machlokes from Meir and the Chachamim. When you have an Erev between one Chatzar and the next Chatzar, do you need a Shituf Mavuos as well? Or let's put it the other way. If you have a Shituf Mavuos that connects all the Chatzaros in the Mavoi and allows all the different Chatzaros to carry out into the Mavoi, does that allow people to carry from one Chatzar to the other Chatzar within the Mavoi also? Or do you need a separate Eruv Chatzaros? That was a machlokes from Meir and the Chachamim. So the bulk of Amud Beis is going to be figuring out who wrote the Mishnah we're about to read. Chamesh chatzeros psucha zulazu. If you have five chatzeros that open up into each other, psuchas the mavoi, and they also open up into the mavoi. Irvu b'chatzeros v'lo nishtatvu b'mavoi. If they made an eruv between several chatzeros, but they did not make a shitufe mavuos, mutarim b'chatzeros v'asurim b'mavoi. So then they're allowed to carry in the chatzeros, but they're asur in the mavoi. V'im nishtatvu b'mavoi. But if they made a shituf in the mavuos, mutarim kanu kan. Then it's perfectly fine. You can carry wherever you want. Oh, so this sounds very much like Reb Meir, that you only need one. You only need a shituvei mavuos, and that's good enough. You're mutar and kan ukan. That is halacha number one. Halacha number two, irvu b'chatzeros v'nishtatfu b'mavui. Let's say they made both an erev and a shituv. V'shachach echem b'nei chatzer v'lo irev. But one of the b'nei chatzer forgot to join in the erev. Mutar and kan ukan. Don't worry, you still have your shituv, so it's good enough. Third case, mimnei mavoi v'lo nishtatev, mutar b'chatzeros v'asurim b'mavoi, shamavi l'chatzeros k'chatzer l'batim. If one of the b'nei mavoi didn't join in the shituf mavuos, so then you could still use the eruv chatzeros, but the shitufei mavuos is invalid, and therefore you're not allowed to carry into the mavoi, because we consider the relationship between a mavoi and a chatzer the same as the relationship between chatzer and batim. The Gemara is going to explain what that line really adds in terms of explanation. So says money. Who's the author of our Mishnah? So Rabbi Meir, he Damar Binan Erev Binan Shituf. So it sounds like it's Rabbi Meir who says that you need both an Erev and a Shituf. I mean, the very first line of the Mishnah sounded like Rabbi Meir that you need both an Erev and a Shituf. The second line sounded like you don't need both an Erev and a Shituf. Because again, the first line of the Mishnah was if the individual Chatzeros each make an Erev but never make a Shituf between them, the Chatzeros are Mutter but carrying remains Asr in the Mavoi. That's like Reb Meir, that an Erev alone would not be good enough, that you would need to have both an Erev and a Shituf. But then Ema Metziyasa, but then we go weiter in the Mishnah, Vim Nishtatfu B'Mavoi Mutar Nkan Ukan. But then the very next line of the Mishnah said that if they're Mishtatif in the Mavoi, then that's good enough for everything. So they don't need an Erev. Asan L'Rabbanan Damri B'Chad D'Sagya. That sounds like the Rabbanan that hold that a Shituf alone is good enough. Hello, Kasha. V'im nishtatfu nami ka'amar. No, that's not a Kasha. When it said im nishtatfu b'mavui in the top line of this Amud, it didn't mean if they only made a shituvei mavuos. It means if in addition to the Eruvei Chatzeros, they also made a shituvei mavuos, then it's good enough. That's again, Vaiter like Rabbi Meir. Ema Seifa, but then you read Vaiter in the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, Irvu b'chatzeros v'nishtatfu b'mavui v'shach rechem ne'chatzer v'lo irv mutar mekan ukan. That if someone forgot to join in the Eruv, it's still mutter in to use the Eruv, meaning to rely on the sheet of it sounds like. Sayechi dami, what's the case? Idilo batal, if there was no bitul rishos, amay mutarim, why is it mutter? El pshita de batal, must be that there was a bitul rishos. But then name a sefer, but then the last line of the Mishnah says, shachachachem ne mavoi v'lo nishtatfu mutarim b'chatzeros v'asurim b'mavoi. That if someone didn't join in the sheet of v'mavuos, so they're still allowed to use the Eruv chatzeros, but they're not allowed to carry in the mavoi. The battle, but if there was a bitul rishos, amay asurim b'mavui. Why is it asur to use the mavui? The chitem a kasaver and meir ain't bitul rishos b'mavui. And if you say, oh, maybe Rameir holds bitul rishos doesn't help in a mavui. V'atanya shai bitul lecham rishusa de Rameir. But we know Rameir does hold that bitul rishos helps in a mavui. El pshitu delo battle. So the case of our Mishnah must be that there was no bitul rishos. Umid seif delo battle reishanami delo battle. So if the last case of the Mishnah is when there was no bitul rishos, the second to last case must also be when there was no bitul rishos, and therefore. Or Reisha v'Sefer Emeir Mitzias Rabbanan. How do we read our Mishnah? It turns out that the first case and the last case are going like Reb Meir, and the middle case is going like the Rabbanan. So says Gemara, no, Kula Rabbi Meir he, and the whole Mishnah is going like the Reb Meir. V'Taim Emay Amar Reb Meir Binon Erev Binon Shituf Shalishkach Toras Erev Minatinokos. What's the whole reason Reb Meir requires both an Erev and a Shituf? Just as a reminder that people should remember that there's still a concept of Erev. V'Hacha Kiven Deruba Irbu Lo Mishtatcha. The only case Reb Meir says you're not going to need both in our Mishnah is where they did make an Erev and they made a Shituf. One guy forgot to join in the Erev. So for that one guy, we don't think the kids are going to forget the concept of an Erev. So the Reb Meir wasn't kosher in that case. Even Reb Meir would be moda in that case that that you don't need both. That even though the Erev is invalid, we're gonna rely on it. So Ravi Dom Rav said, in our Mishnah, the Mishnah should not read that the Chatzeros are open into each other. It's not where they're open into each other. Some say it wasn't Rav Kana b'shem Rav, it was Rav Kana himself who said this. Why would you not have the text in our Mishnah that they open to each other? That any Shituf in order for a shituf to be valid, each chatzer's contribution has to be made through the entrance into the mavoi, not through the doorways between the chatzeros. So it says, "Mar, really? Eisvei balabayis shaya shutaf l'shchenov l'zebiyayin l'zebiyayin ain't shrichon ha'arev. So says Mar Hasan dafke vayle. No, maybe we're talking about that they actually brought it out into the mavoi. So case of mishtafim b'mavoi v'chulei. So asan nami dafke vayle. That case also is talking about where they brought it out. Maskov Rab Bar Chanan elameata hikna l'pas b'salo hachanami d'lavi shitov. Wait a second. So if I'm just makna some bread I have in a basket, is that an invalid shitov because I didn't take it out through the door that goes into the mavoi? V'chitei machinami. If you can tell me that that's an invalid shitov, Rav, it was Rav himself who said that if you're eating at a table, you could and become Shabbos. The bread that's on the table, you could rely on for the Erev. You didn't bring it out anywhere. You could rely on it for a Shitov. You didn't bring it out anywhere. That you use it for an Erev when you're eating in a house. You use it for a Shitov when you're eating in the Chatzar. But the bottom line is you didn't bring it out. So how can you say that it's only a good Shitov if you bring it out? No, the explanation for Rav's opinion is that a mavi can only be permissible to carry in if multiple chatzeros, which each have multiple houses, open up into it. So if the chatzeros are joined by private doorways, it's all considered a single chatzer. And that's why it's not a valid mavi to be able to make a shituf emavos. And period. Baz Hashem, we'll discuss that a little bit more tomorrow.